Literals are just a way of hard-coding constants in your program, and they're usually used to initialize variables. Any variable ultimately gets initialized by a literal, whether it's in a program or through reading some value somewhere else. And then other variables will be just combinations or computations from those. The first bullet shows you how to initialize ints with literals. When you use just a regular old integer literal like 9, that's interpreted as base 10. There are two exceptions to this, and one is illustrated in the initialization of the variable j. If you begin with a 0, which of course is normally redundant in initializing integers, in C of course it is not, what you get is base 8. So 017 is 017 base 8, which is, what is that in base 10? That's 8 plus 7 is 15, so that's really the number 15 in base 10. And then you can also do hexadecimal. So here K is being initialized with the hexadecimal value 7F. Now these are all legal C statements the way I've written them, and so notice that I have a comma in between each declaration. So you can declare and optionally initialize a number of variables in the same statement. The next line shows you how to do characters. You use a single quote with a single character in the middle, and that will initialize that character variable. Now keep in mind that characters are just integers. If you wanted to, you could also store into a character variable the actual encoding, the number which represents that character. Now that's not a good idea, of course, because by nature that's not portable. It assumes that you know the encoding that you're using. What I've done here for this example is just to show you that for ASCII, you could type in 97, and it turns out C2 and C are the same. If you were to print them out, you get the same value. So C equals quote A quote is the same as storing a 97 in C, because that is the ASCII encoding for a lowercase a 97. This usage of numbers with character variables, though, is pretty uncommon and actually not recommended. You know, you're not going to get any errors, but it's just kind of a style and readability issue. If it's going to be a character, use characters, not numbers. If you want to specify that a literal integer is a long, then you use a suffix and you use an L. You can use a lowercase l if you want, but I find that confusing because you can't really distinguish that easily from the numeral 1, so I use the uppercase L. Let's see, what's next? Float. It turns out that when you type, well, skip down to double. As you can see, when you type in a floating point literal, like 2.3, it turns out it's double by default. In other words, double precision is the default precision in C. You get better than float. If you want to conserve space and resources and, you know, use a less precise floating point number, then you have to say so. You have to give it an F suffix, which I've done in the declaration of X. Long double is similar to long for integer. What it is you make sure that you have a decimal point in your number, and then you, in addition, use a suffix of L. And that tells the system that this is a long double literal. And then finally, there is a way of initializing strings. Now, I realize we haven't talked about these, and we're not going to talk about them until Chapter 5. But I just wanted to be complete here and show you that there's one more type of literal, and that is where you use double quotes. And you can store that into an array of characters, and it automatically takes care of that for you. It puts H into the first position, E into the second, etc. But we'll talk more about that later.